Teira Ard, Vayishlach, page 50. Okay, we got not too far down. Okay, we're going to start. First compound, like 15 lines down into the column. Alter Rebbe started this mimer that Yaakov took min abo b'yodi mincha le'esav achicha, le'esav achiv. The Alter Rebbe says all karbanos are called mincha. Like we learn by Hevel, it says the word mincha, and it means a karbon. Okay? So he says, well, we'll first understand this by understanding like this. Hashem has a level, ani Hashem le'shanisi. There's the infinite level of Hashem. And Hashem is not at all in the realm of world. And he has nothing to do with the world. And therefore, from an infinite Hashem, you cannot create a finite world. Therefore, what needs to be done is the level of concealment and tzimtzum and all that that causes the cut to lower, and it comes all the way down. So he says, like 15 lines in the top of the page, approximately. There's two levels of ishtalshus, two types of ishtalshus, chain of the world coming down. Ishtalshus erdes bekelim b'chinas panimi. There's one level of ishtalshus that the ard comes into the keli in a panimius dikaway, meaning it internalizes in the keli. Shulafi enach hakeli, based on the keli. Shakeli yochel agabila, that the keli can handle it. Okay, like you put something in a cup, you put as much as the cup can handle. You don't put more than the cup can handle. But then there's a second level of ishtalshus, but there's a level of makif, which is not limited in the keli. That's already more of an encompassing infinite level, because it's not coming into the keli in a way that it affects the keli directly, because in order to affect the keli directly, you still need to have a mount. In fact, it's interesting. In halacha, in Gemara, a blind person is called sagi nahar. Sagi nahar literally means an abundance of light. So why is he called sagi nahar? So simply the reason is because you want to speak nicely. You don't want to say something negative. So you say nicely that he's an abundance of light. But Chassidus explains, oh, it's taka true. Why is a person blind? Not because Chas v'Shalom doesn't have the power of sight. He has the power of sight, completely. But something's wrong with the keli. So what happens? There's more light coming in than the keli could handle. So that's, it's not an abundance compared to the keli, which is something wrong with it, on the wiring, whichever way it is. Bottom line is, it's too much light for the keli, and therefore the person can't see. But there's too much keyachariya for the keli, he can't see. So he said there's a level of primi and there's a level of makif. We'll understand this in the level of davening. It says, Bidish Behesh, when a person davens with a flaming fire, when the love of Hashem, like intellect, stimulates emotions. The whole davening is meditating into the greatness of Hashem. To stimulate, you just can't get Avas Hashem. I mean, it's not something you can get for free. When you have in mind, realize, Kiyu Chayach that Hashem is your life. Not only your life, Chayach Haim Shokol Elimus, the life of all the worlds, Nimshach Mizeh Chukas HaNefesh. So that, because you realize Hashem is your life, your existence, not only your existence, the universe's existence. So what happens? Then you have the desire of the nefesh to want to become close to this great level of Hashem. Shaz the fimazgo tchunosa, based on the level of the neshama, meaning based on the level the neshama's understanding of Elokus, the Ord and the Keli, that's how much Shav it's going to have. But she'en king Shav ba machmat sheyosim alibe. But if the allow Ava comes from a different level of understanding, the yam bumbum kadalibe kine ave Hashem leishanisi. But if you meditate, not in the power of Hashem, the way Hashem makes everything exist. You start meditating in the greatness of Hashem, that world has nothing to do with Hashem at all. There's nothing to do. So then you're not meditating in the level of a locus that comes into a primis, into the world that gives life to the world, saying world is non-existent, basically, by Hashem. And therefore, shall kein tich la'ilav nefesh kochai. You're going to have this longing to Hashem, li'baltu b'metzias, to become baltu b'metzias, v'liskalul b'echom mamish, to become mamish one with Hashem. In other words, like this, when you understand the level of godliness that gives the world existence, so then you'll understand. It's manageable. You know, you understand, okay, it's logical, Hashem gives me my life, life of the universe, I want to be bottled him. But when you start meditating that Hashem has nothing to do with the world, and the world does nothing compared to Hashem, so then you're not going to have a level of Ava, which is based on the Keli, because there's no Keli here. L'chein, kasha yos imalibe. If that's the case, and the second is bainness, when you realize that Ichuke me'ein sabaruchu, how far you are away from Hashem. In other words, the first level, I have a connection to Hashem. Hashem gives me my existence. The second level is the world doesn't exist. Only Hashem exists. And therefore, we're really far away from Hashem. V'teid deployment comes on wondrous levels. Ba'alma to the pruda, in separated worlds. Then, tiyaz gabra su'ava b'yeser. Then the love of Hashem is going to be so great, that you can handle, that you can't grasp this love, and that's the love of B'chol Me'edecha. So now that he says like this, I mean, not that it's not talking about Nadav and Avihu here, that is when it makes you die, but still, it's a level of understanding that creates an Ava I can handle, because the Seichel is manageable. And then you have a level of the Ava, which is above Seichel. You can't understand it. All I am is very far away from Hashem. So then you don't have this relationship with Hashem. On the contrary, you feel far away from Hashem. So therefore, you and Hashem really are disconnected in a certain extent. So he says like this. Meaning, if it says in the Pasuk, Pnei Ari Al Yamin, on the Merkav of Hashem, the Pasuk says, the lion is on the right, and the Pnei Shomer Smol, and the ox is on the left side of the Merkava. Right, that's what it talks about in Yecheskel. Shebchin is Pnei Ashor, that the level of Shor, which by the way is a kosher animal, Hulamatim Yadrega So Ayeshab Merkava, is lower than the Aryeh. Because it's understood when it's, again, like we were learning yesterday, there's no right and left up there. In spiritual realms, there's no right and left. So right means a greater level than left, because right is stronger than left. So when you say the Aryeh, Pnei Aryeh is on the right, and the Shod is on the small, that means Aryeh is greater than Shod. But Afo Pike, nevertheless, down here is the opposite. Lamata Be'lamazeh, the Shod is Behemoth Tehedah. A Shod is a kosher animal. And an Aryeh is Chayat Tameya. It's a trefa animal, trefa beast. So L'cheira, again, Aryeh is higher, but down here it's lower. Short is lower up there, but down here it's higher. How could that be? If Aryeh is higher, how could it be a treif animal? For sure should be kosher. Comes from a higher source. He says, "In the higher the thing, it doesn't have the ability to come down into a keli. It doesn't have the ability to come down, therefore in the same level the way it is Lamaila in Kedusha, which is the level of Gvura, Gibur Kari, like the expression strong like a lion, which means it's such a powerful revelation, Aryeh, she actually is Shadim is Gal Kedusha Salamata Bekele, Shenichel Bekedusha. It's too great to come into a keli. In other words, sometimes Gvura Lamaila is much too powerful to come into a keli. It's too much light. It can't come into a keli in a pneumistic way. So therefore, down here, it can't come down in a kosher level that we can elevate it. It has to come down in a trefa form. And he says, okay, behemoth, like a kosher behemoth, could be handled. of Shvirus HaKelim. In Gimel, Klipas HaTameyas, when there's Shvirus HaKelim and the level of Teo comes down, Azu Bechinas Chayat Tameya. Shemekabel Chayas. That then it gets Chayas from the Nitzutzis that fell down from Kedusha. In other words, Aryeh is a very great level, and therefore it's too great. Therefore, when it comes down, it nourishes itself only indirectly from the Kelim of Kedusha, but therefore Batim is treif. And therefore you can't elevate it. You can't eat it. And that's why Esav was the B'chot. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Therefore, because the Kedusha is too great to come into a Keli, it can only be Makif Lamaila, like which is the level of Levina from the, like we learned by the Ketores. Therefore, Esav was the Bechor. Because in the source, like we learned many times, Esav is Tehu, and Yaakov is Tikkun. And Teo is higher than Tikkun. So Esav is the B'chod. B'chod is Keichi V'reishas Eini. It's a much stronger power. That's the greatness of a B'chod. But nevertheless, Esav was the B'chod. Because in the source, he comes from very high place. And it was the flame Loch Melech Ba'yisar Ba'yatada Esav Mokar Azayim Melochim Shemochu. And Esav is the source of the seven Midis of Teo. That vayimlech vayomas, which is shuya makevitz alavat shekom alavat, like the what's it called, the embryo, whatever it's that's not whatever it's called in
the
avlad, whatever the main thing is the kid, ubetzeitz erdash, that's probably the placenta. You throw away the shilya sheinu makabel rabchinus makif. In other words, he says Esav is too great of a level of kedusha to come down in a level into a keli that we can handle it. Therefore, if it comes into a keli, we can handle it, so that's why it's treif. That's why it's a klipa. Because we can't handle it.
Every klipa is like that?
Every klipa originates in a higher place. In fact, Sholosh Klipas HaTameyas originate in a higher place in Klipas Noga.
Then the Goyim would have a claim on that.
On what?
If they know about this.
They do. That's why they get sustenance more than us.
But they don't know it.
They didn't learn Chassidus, what can I tell you?
They know it. We go to the bank. It's not going to last, right?
No. Ruach HaTomah Avim in Oretz, then Shosh Kripsa Temeis becomes elevated to Kedusha.
Yaakov is going to elevate.
But not only is it elevated to Kedusha, the Shosh Kripsa Temeis, when it is elevated to Kedusha, it's a greater level of Kedusha than kosher things.
Chazer.
The fig of Nemar. Roma kogoyim havaya, the Yaakov is Yud Okev, havaya lokenum. After says Shemalokach, agam she Yud Yodim mitzum semes, even though Lochere, Yud Yaakov is Yud Okev, right? Yaakov is a limited revelation. Yud is a little revelation. Hale mitzori, but because it's small, therefore, the keli can handle it when? In other words, like this. Tikkun, Tehu, he said, is a makif level. It's too great to come into the keli. Therefore, there was Shvirus HaKelim, and it falls all the way down here, and it's a very high level of Kedusha. But it falls down all the way down into the level of Klipa. But Yaakov is a level of Tikkun. What's the level of Tikkun? Or in a keli. That's what we learned. So that's why Yud, Okev, Yud is a level, limited level of Elokus that comes all the way down into the heel. But why could it come down in a Pnimius in the Keli? Because it's a limited amount of Kedusha, not like Tehu. It's a limited level of Tikkun. Kadesh Mizah, Yeledish Be'esh. That through the Yizbainus that the person can handle, he gets the Yizbainus Be'esh. Vislavis betfila, or the burning fire of davening, or similar things, because it's ha'adam mu'etes, yesh beker belevli es machila, the heart can handle it. In other words, here the Rebbe is explaining, there's an advantage of less revelation of Kedusha, that because it comes into a keli, you can handle it, you have something. It's like a guy giving a lecture, yeah, over everybody's heads. They get absolutely nothing. But if he limits his seichel, limits it, and conceals it, so then at least they get something. Like this, he got nothing. So yeah, it's a greater revelation. It's a lecture above everybody's head. But practically speaking, you get nothing from it. Like we said many times, you could be by Niagara Falls, and you're thirsty, and it could be thousands and thousands of gallons gushing, but you know what? You're not going to get anything. You have a little cup, then you're going to be able to get something. I'm sure, so look, second column. I'm sure, so look, Mamaila. Gamkin, I did stop just Kalim. And therefore, we say, Asher Kedshonu b'mitzvah. Ramachi vorm de maka de 248 limbs and mitzvah. B'meya avishle nitulam teira. So what's the union of mitzvah? A mitzvah is the order laki comes into the tefillin, into the tzitzis, into the lulav, into the yesrig, into whatever it is. Before matan teira, by the avis, they had different jobs, like Be'eris, the Makleis, the Wells, the Yitzchok Zaveda, Yaakov Zaveda. Masha'enken Akum, but a goy, because Ram V'nisa Aleyem. In the level of Makiv, Eina Nichnes Teich Pnim Yusam. This level of Kedusha doesn't come into a Pnimius, because the level of Kedusha is infinite, and the goyim are not a keli for it. And therefore, it goes way over their heads, and they don't feel any kedusha whatsoever. So there's no bittul talukus. In order to have bittul talukus, you need to feel alukus. So when it's pnimius, even though it's limited, you can feel bittul talukus because you feel it. But by the goyim, where it's totally makif level, like yesh dimfre vifnei atzmei, shein leshaychus klal, they have no shaychus at all to kedusha, even though they call it lokod alakaya. Okay, so what's the Alter Rebbe? The Alter Rebbe started the Maimer talking about the Korbanos. And then he said, L'chayra, there's two levels. There's two levels of Ishtaushus. There's a level of Ishtaushus that comes in a Pnimius, that's Tikkun. There's a level of Ishtaushus that comes in a Makif way, very, very powerful. But because it comes into a Makif way, the Keli gets nothing. Right? So therefore, that's the difference between a Yid and a Goy. A Yid gets the Pnimius, and therefore he has Bittul. The guy doesn't get the premium, he doesn't feel it. It's way over his head. It's a level he can't handle, and therefore he's no bittle.
A Jew feels of course, and that's the only way to connect.
Yes. How else do you connect?
We feel a lukus.
You do a mitzvah, then the neshama feels a lukus. You meditate, create a ava, you say feel a lukus. Let me ask you a question. If a person wouldn't feel a lukus at all, why would he bother to do a mitzvah?
God said so.
Yeah,
but that itself is feeling Hashem. I realize Hashem said so, and therefore I want to do it because.
That's seichel.
Feel what you seichel.
It's a statement to say if you don't feel it, you don't do it. That's why we do mitzvahs.
Why do we do mitzvahs?
We don't necessarily feel it.
We don't feel av and yir at the highest level, but you're doing mitzvah because Hashem said so or not?
I feel obligated.
What's that? Obligated because? Track it?
I'm a Jew.
And then. And who told you to do this?
Hashem told me to do
this. So therefore I'm doing it.
I don't feel love till the coming.
I didn't say love. I didn't say love.
Feel what?
Is it easier not to put on tefillin or to put on tefillin?
To put on tefillin.
Is it easier?
For someone who's doing it, who's...
No, it's not easy. You'd rather lay in bed. What do you mean it's easier?
No, for someone who's already... this is life. Of course.
No, it's because he knows this is what Hashem wants me to do. And because this is what Hashem wants me to do, this is what I do. I'm not talking about feeling the tremendous av and yira, but feeling a lokus can be on a very simple level. Hashem tells me to do mitzvahs, and that's why I do them.
That's a feeling, or that's kabbal sol?
Kabbal sol is also a feeling.
Kabbal sol is...
Also a feeling. Everything's feelings. You can have intellectual feeling, you can have a basic feeling. Okay. Vinei hakabon is a malos man. Kabbonis is the surus of the lasata, the awakening from below. The yesreich nicheich to create this good smell by Hashem. Hainu. Kamei shereich mei shivis and nefesh. Gemara uses the expression, smell, God forbid somebody faints. So you give him something sharp to smell. The Gemara says, reich is mei shivis and nefesh, and make you return his soul. So just like, kacha kabbonis, a mile man, They elevate the level of reach. She anichayach lahavaya, meaning gilui hamshachas v'ashrash shchinasi, to bring down the level of shchina. She sheirum is galav chinus alukus benafshi. In other words, like this, the Beis Hamikdash was Hashem's home. Yeah. What was the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash? Lahakir beikabonis. Even though the Rebbe has all sikhs, machlekes Rambam and Ramban, what was the ultimate purpose? The purpose only for kabonis was the purpose, even without kabonis. But the bottom line is, Hashem's home is accomplished through kabonis, the physical Beis Hamikdash. How was it Hashem's home? Machin that it's ready to build to bring kabonis. Why? Because kabonis, you elevate the animal, that creates reach nechayach Hashem. That brings back alukus into the world, just like smell wakes up the neshama back into the body, if God forbid somebody faints. So this level brings alukus into the world. That's the level of kabbonis. And he says, and that's nichayach. Loshin yerida, lechosin is called nechayz darga.
It brings Hashem into the world?
Lowers Hashem into the world. That's what he says. Hainu sheyerida vishtalshus alukus. To bring the kabon is bring down the level of alokus meila leila from cause to cause and the effect and so on. Achi yichnes viyizgal benefesh adam b'techem b'nimusim mamish. In other words, what did kabonis do? It brought Hashem into the Beis Hamikdash. So on a personal level, when a person davens, which is kabonis, they actually reveal Hashem within themselves. They feel it because they become close to Hashem. It connects. Tefillah means connection, binding. A person davens. We're not talking about davening, avedas tefillah. So then you connect to Hashem, and then Hashem comes within you. And he says, "Atam kine ing in alos man." This elevation of world commission mevin is similar. You bring the king something new. They sheyifna bakasha ktana v'numucha, that he should answer and turn to. Answer your simple request, the Gabi Milus and Madregas and Melech, which is simply not on the king's level. A person comes to the king and asks the king for a favor. That favor that the king, you're asking the king to do, has nothing to do with the king's level. The king is infinitely greater. How do you get it? You bring him a gift, and that causes the king to turn to you.